listening to Real Talk on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
You're on Reality Check Radio. It's Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Remember, you can send me a text at 2057, email me inbox at realitycheck.radio. This little reflection might upset you, might get me into a little bit of trouble, so I'll give you a trigger warning, and it goes like this. I like Donald Trump. Oh, I can feel the cringing. I can feel the anger. I don't just like him. I like him a lot. I like him ever since he entered politics. I didn't like him before. I didn't take much notice of him before, but he just seemed to brag out to me before. But there's something about him in politics that I truly like, and I can't quite put my finger on it. First up, though, he is, I find, brilliantly entertaining. He just makes me laugh because he's so out there. And he just pokes the borax at all the people I like. I want it to be poked at. And he doesn't seem to care. And he upsets them. And he doesn't seem to care. It's like he gets everyone against him and he just keeps going. I mean, he went along to be questioned by the National Association of Black Journalists at their convention. I just can't imagine doing that. Of course, they were going to completely take him down. So just him turning up there and film was just so entertaining. And then he had this to say about Kamala. I've got to get the pronunciation right, don't we? Because that's become a thing. If you're a racist, if you get it wrong, I don't know which way around it is. Kamala Harris. He says, quote, I respect either one, but she obviously doesn't. Because she was Indian all the way, and then all of a sudden she made a turn and she became a black person. Oh, my goodness. I heard that, never knew that she was actually Indian. And he just got up there and said it to the National Association of Black Journalists Convention. And, of course, all hell broke loose. Cue the outrage, and he doesn't seem to care. It's just like this high-level trolling. And then there's an amazing clip of when the journalist that was interviewing wasn't looking. He reached across, took her water bottle, and tightened the cap really tight, like a schoolboy. He's a previous president of the United States and aiming to be the next one. And he plays a schoolboy trick on camera. I just love it. Am I a little kid, really? I'm sorry, but I just find it so enjoyable, like taking the mickey like a little kid in Washington. He's also, and to my mind, the most gifted communicator that I have ever seen. I'll give you just the example that really caught my attention, and it was at the last, in 2016, and it was his policy on immigration that was, quote, build a wall. Just three words, and it explained his policy just so clearly. I'm going to build a wall. And I thought that was impossible. I don't know why I thought that, but it just seemed impossible. And the outrage from the media and his opponents was just deafening. But all that outrage did was amplify his message until the entire world knew about Donald Trump and his policy on immigration. Build a wall. If you ask Hillary Clinton or John Key or me when I was a politician, what was your policy on immigration? All we'd get is a string of platitudes and a stock set of phrases, and you'd be none the wiser. With Trump, you knew exactly where he stood, and the world knew, and he did that in three words that went all around the world. Imagine you ask a poor person in India and you say, oh, what do you know about Donald Trump? He'd say he's a guy that wants to build a wall. And then he was asked how he would pay for his wall. And he said he'd make Mexico pay. I mean, that's a double genius, right? That's just a masterclass in communication and a masterclass in persuasion. I'm going to make Mexico pay. And of course he could do. Because tariffs or whatnot. No, I'll make Mexican play. They're the problem. And I thought his presidency was a great success. It was 4 years of relative peace and prosperity. And that was despite clearly the unrelenting hoax attacks from deep within the state agencies and the legacy media. The lies that they told about him were just unrelenting. The investigations were unrelenting. The impeachment was unrelenting. I've got to say one thing. His COVID response was appalling and a huge disappointment. It was a big error, and it does stain his report card, possibly indelibly. But on other points, he did a great job to me. Here's another thing I like about Trump. He's unbelievably tough. The attacks that he has been under, financial, reputational, the attacks his poor wife has been under, the fact that he can't get justice in the courts because of partisan judges, it's just been, I just curl up in bed and want to die. He just keeps going. Remember we had that January 6th protest and some of the protesters went into the Capitol and it was declared an insurrection. No, it wasn't. There was a protest, there was some trespass, there's some vandalism. You can't attempt an insurrection without guns. Walking into a government office and occupying it isn't an insurrection. And of course that became another round of attack on Trump because he supposedly encouraged the violence and the insurrection and the overthrowing of democracy. So we have this endless thing that he's anti the Constitution, anti-democracy. Actually, I think every election in America is suspect, particularly that 2020 one, because of the mail-in ballots. They're always open to abuse on a large scale. And we know now historically that elections have been gerrymandered and rigged forever in America. That's no secret. We don't know how much because the elections aren't properly audited, aren't properly investigated. That alone should be a cause for alarm. Here in New Zealand, of course, if you say you support Donald Trump, you're regarded as an imbecile and guilty of wrong thing because he's regarded as trust with distaste. I think it's because the endless propaganda works. And I find with the critics, when I talk to them, that they have one feature, and that is that they still believe the news, what's on TV One and in the Herald. And the headlines and the repetition bury in the mind. They take root in the mind. But of course, these days, there's no need to rely on the news. You've got RCR. You can listen to Donald Trump's speeches directly and his interviews directly, and you can follow his posts on social media. Is he flawed? Oh, absolutely he's flawed. He's deeply flawed. But that, again, is, funny enough, part of his appeal. And I think this has an echo in the stories that we love, going all the way back to the Greeks. Because we had Odysseus and Hercules, who were the quintessential Greek heroes. And they were deeply flawed. And then we have, following the Greeks, we have these Hollywood Western movies that we loved growing up. And these heroes are deeply flawed. They come from the Greeks, like Odysseus and Homer. And you have the situation where there's a Western town that's gone bad, and there's outlaws who run the place, and the sheriff and the deputies are under the thumb of the outlaws, and they're corrupt. And the townspeople are afraid. And they're peace-loving people, but they're under the thumb of bad men. And then in rides the quintessential American hero. And he's a man who often doesn't have a name and doesn't say much. But he gives off a menace. and he's clearly dangerous. But always, like Odysseus and like Hercules, he is a man of extraordinary skill and strength and talent. Unbelievable. And it's that skill and that talent and that toughness, along with his flaws, that make the hero heroic. That man that rides into that town to clean it up is a gunslinger. He kills without mercy, and he's very, very good at it. That's what makes him a hero. And he cleans out the bad guys. Bang, 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 he shoots them. And he restores peace to the town, to the joy of the people, and he puts them back in charge. But then our Western hero rides off. The job is done, and he must ride off. It's part of the story. Because he is not fit company for a town at peace. He's flawed. He is troubled. And so he has to leave. Because at root, he's a gunslinger. He's a killer. He's not going to sit in polite company eating a roast dinner after having been to church. But that is the man who you need to clean up the Western town that's gone rotten. And it seems to me, maybe it's the appeal of the story more than the appeal of the man, but it seems to me that that is Trump. That he's not a particularly nice person, and he's not a nice politician. But he is a politician that you need to clean up the town, to clean up the politics. And I actually think that's why he's hated from within. Man, they hate him. Why? I think it's because they can't control him. Because he's rich. And every bit of possible dirt has been made up and thrown at him, and still he stands. And I think they have, the deep state has the goods on every politician, and so they can control them because they're ambitious for themselves. If you don't play along here, sunshine, we will release this on you. Can't do that to Trump. He's not part of the party machine. He's not part of the bureaucratic machine. He's not part of the deep state. He's the gunslinger coming in from outside. He's the scary guy. Again, that's why I love him. Maybe it's because I love the Western stories and the Greek stories, and I sort of idolize Donald Trump on those lines. I don't know. But it seems to me that it works. How tough is he? Well, he survived an assassin's bullet. I've heard from people who have had bullets whiz past them, even in training, and they say there is nothing more frightening. And people say they're in the army and they're firing over you as you crawl along in the mud, and they say you just want to bury yourself deep into the mud, even though you know that they're not aiming to kill you, they're aiming above you. It's still terrifying. Well, he had a bullet, several bullets, meant for his head. One caught his ear. That's how close it was. You can't fake this. Because after being hit and pushed to the ground by his security, he stood up, pushed through his security, and raised his fist, that iconic shot in front of the flag, and called out to his crowd, "Fight, fight, fight." That is extraordinary courage. I didn't believe it. I knew he was tough, but I didn't think he was that tough. That's a sort of courage we've never seen before. if you're going into battle, and I think we are, against bureaucracy and the state to clean it up, to get it back to citizens' control, that's the guy you want. He's scared of nothing. And how was it that he came to be shot? Well, for years and years, his opponents have likened him to Hitler. They've declared him a threat to democracy and to the Constitution over and over and over. They've pumped up any would-be assassin. Because if you were in Germany in the 1930s, it would be behoven upon you to shoot Hitler. So if you believe the news, if you believe the Democrat Party, Trump is Hitler. So why wouldn't someone who's a bit on the edge take a shot? Because they've been endlessly told he is Hitler. Because he's not. And how weird is it that on that fateful day, the Secret Service were unbelievably negligent? They were negligent to a degree, but it's hard to believe it wasn't deliberate. Is that the extent to which forces within the government and outside the government will go to nobble Donald Trump? Certainly the entire media are against him, but the people love him. And again, you have that picture of an Odysseus or a Hercules, the talent, the toughness, the skill, or the man with the unknown name, or the man with no name, riding into that western town and cleaning it up, Clint Eastwood-like, or John Wayne. That to me is Trump. And here's another thing. He knows the difference between a man and a woman, and he's going to put an end to that nonsense. You're not going to have men beating up women in sport, beating them up in boxing or destroying women's sport. That alone is a good reason to vote for Donald Trump and support him. Because politicians that don't know the difference between a man and a woman, politicians that won't stand up for women, to hell with them. So I like Donald Trump. I like him a lot. Send us a text, 2057, email me, inbox at radleycheck.radio.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.